This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Sound like a juju. Shut fans become creators.
You done?
Amir's weird.
Thanks for the advice.
Amir's weird.
Thanks for the advice.
Amir's weird.
Doing this once. Jay Karras just hit me with a text. Last night I left hickeys on his neck. Wait, is that advice? I'm perplexed. Kill myself in Starbucks, see some pussy in the next man. I'm really sorry I got herpes from that episode. Playing D&D, now I guess I'll let it go. Gotta guess to get us through the show. Middle dishes wars, ha. Guess I gotta let him know. Jake's on, listen, Amir is a chipmunk. You gotta ditch this pump. Aw, shucks, I guess it's time to pump these Patreon bucks. I'm just playing, you guys. You know I love you.
That was it.
All right.
Oh, thoughts? Initial reactions?
It sounded like a knockoff of M&M, mm-hmm. a la a Sixlet.
But yeah.
Remember those candies?
No.
What?
They were like,
oh,
they were like dollar
M&Ms.
Store M&Ms.
What? Oh, I was going to say, it made me angry and want to support you guys at the same time.
That's perfect. That's our brand. Right.
You is get that an M&M cover?
Yeah, it's a parody of Killshot that he's calling Jew Shot.
Nice. Well, it's anti-Semitic a little bit.
Of course.
They make
music and music videos under the moniker Addicted 2, pronounced Addicted 2, on YouTube. Hope you enjoy this. Thanks for all the years. Peace, y'all.
That was a great M&M impression.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Sorry, I should introduce you. Mamrie and Grace.
They need
in
no
the studio.
Hello.
Okay.
No introduction, never mind.
Well,
can I take it back?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. You guys know who these people are.
So edit out when you said their names.
Yeah, starting now. So pretend that song just ended.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you guys listen to Eminem?
Not actively.
He's problematic, but yes, I was just telling Grace about when I got in a fight in the audience of 8 Mile because he revved me up so much.
Wait, what? What happened? You went to 8 Mile?
Mamrie went and saw 8 Mile in a movie theater.
Uh-huh.
Because why not?
Because it was opening night.
And she had to hush some people.
It got aggressive hushing.
Oh.
To the point where we got in each other's faces. And
it was
then,
a rap battle.
And then that person got asked to leave. And then I was like, Mom, spaghetti, bitch.
Wow, that's cool. Was it during the exciting moment, the rap battling part? Or is it just like Brittany Murphy getting high in a parking lot?
I think I like strategically shushed. Yeah, at the
during,
serious
like,
part.
Some downside.
Mm-hmm.
But wait a second. Were they like rowdy, like supporting Eminem, or they were just like talking?
Just talking
generally?
Too much.
Yeah, that's bad. That's
yeah,
a bad
it's
look.
A big pet peeve of mine.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't saying like, "Yeah, Marshall, get him, Em,
no,
kill him,
no.
B Rabbit."
They weren't hype manning.
I would have loved that.
They weren't actors in the movie.
No. I cannot imagine having the courage to shush somebody at a
Mamrie,
theater.
That's her like superpower.
Yeah, I didn't ask to
people.
Be a hero.
All right, what about this?
What?
Somebody's on their phone a couple rows in front. You leaning over and doing that. Can you put that away?
What's their brightness level?
High.
Oh, God.
But it's 2 rows away.
No, oh. I would probably swallow it or move seats.
Oh, I
what
see.
What if they're next to you?
Oh, then that's my friend, and I will slap it down.
Yeah, been there.
Do you ever check your phone during a movie?
Only if I like to go to movies in the morning.
Oh.
I go to movies at like 10 a.m.
Wow, so it's pretty empty.
Yeah, so it like reduces my shush anxiety.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And better parking. And then, you know, it's noon and you've already seen a movie, you had a
That's
coffee.
Nice.
It's really lovely. Go try it.
Great way to start your day.
So there's less people, so I will occasionally peep at my phone.
Oh, I see.
Very low brightness.
If there's nobody there, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you're in an empty theater.
The booth. the guy demands respect.
Exactly.
What was the last movie you saw at 10 in the morning?
I think Ocean's 13. Well, yeah, how many were there in that one?
Yeah. The all-female one?
Oh, it was bad. Ocean's bad.
Oh, I yeah. didn't see it.
Ocean's
oh, you didn't
eight.
See it?
Can you believe it?
Can you believe it? Grace Helbig has never seen a movie in her life.
Ever.
Insane. When's the last time you went to a movie?
Oh, I saw A Star Is Born and I fell asleep because it was too long of a day and not the right choice on a Saturday night to go see a movie.
Yeah, not a very exciting one.
Should have done it at 9 a.m. with Mamrie over here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Pre-brunch crowd.
I know.
Yeah, get a bagel, go to a movie.
Oh, my God.
That sounds great.
It's great. Oh, my God.
That sounds so nice.
You sneak in a little Bailey's.
That's good.
You put it in your coffee. Oh. They serve coffee. Sorry, Bailey's. They serve coffee at movie theaters, by the way, in the morning.
Yeah.
It's ideal. Arclight.
Is the coffee good, though?
No, it's shit. That's why you had the Baileys.
I see.
So it's 9 a.m. You're getting drunk. You're watching A Star Is Born, and you're fully awake.
God bless. I wish I could get drunk off coffee Baileys. Jesus.
Well, I don't know if you guys know, but this is an advice show, so we're here to help people out. These are people who have written into us, and they're in sticky situations. They need our wisdom. Sometimes it's just me and Jake. Today we have Grace and Mamrie here to help us out.
Woo!
So if you're ready,
if you want advice from someone who've already says they get into fights and drink in the morning.
Yeah, we've already proven it.
We've established that you're alone in a movie theater getting drunk at 9 a.m.
Heed our advice.
Yeah.
But low brightness.
Yeah, low brightness.
Low brightness.
Yeah.
All right. Here is a question from a female listener, a new listener. Mamrie, do you have a name for this lady? We're going to refer to her as with a fake name just to preserve her anonymity. So we're not going to use her real name. We're going to use a fake name that you can help us provide.
Antonia Pebbles.
That's great.
Yeah.
You didn't have to be so nervous. That was perfect.
Antonia?
Antonia Pebbles, but she goes by Tony with an I.
Cool.
Tony Pebbles. Oh, that's a great name. She's like an international spy.
Tony Pebbles writes, "Hey guys, new listener here. See, it's great already.
Gumshoe detective, Tony Pebbles.
Carmen San Diego. Just started tuning into the pod a few months ago, and I'm almost all the way back to the beginning. I have quite the predicament that I would appreciate your guys' perspective on. Me and my boyfriend have been together for a little over a year now, and we're going strong. We communicate very well, for the most part, and have a great understanding between each other, and I honestly want to spend the rest of my life with this man. But here's the issue."
There's always a but. I want to spend the rest of my life with this guy, but...
There's one caveat. Him and I were friends for 8 years before we started dating. We started our friendship flirty from the get-go, but never made it official until a year ago. Damn. Throughout our eight-year friendship, we have been separately in different relationships. But the only thing is, as his girlfriend now, I find myself thinking about the past relationships a lot, particularly with his most current ex. Since we were originally friends to begin with, he shared the intimate details about their past relationship with me, including what they would do during sex, romantic trips they would take, and things he would do for her. Well, this sucks for me. Our relationship is amazing, but is missing those spontaneous romantic times due to our current financial situation. And sadly, I don't feel the most adequate in bed. Getting better now, but still. Since I was previously in a 5-year relationship with a guy I lost my V card to, now I know I shouldn't compare, but it's hard not to when I know all the intimate details about his past, and now I wish I didn't know. Jake has said before that not all information should be shared with your significant other, and I agree.
Did I say that? I'm so smart.
Yeah. Yeah, I do agree with myself from 3 years ago.
You should lie to people you love.
But since this is already out there, what should I do to both elevate our relationship to where I don't feel conscious about that stuff anymore, and for myself to hopefully move on from my man's past? Your perspective and take on this dilemma would be greatly appreciated. Sorry for the long email. Thanks. Love you guys. Love, Tony Pebbles.
Tony Pebbles.
Tony
doesn't sound like she would have a problem ever, except...
Yeah. Tony only fixes problems.
That's right.
What it sounds like.
Where do you guys land on the knowing about your current lovers, ex-lovers? Do you want to know everything? Do you want to know nothing? Do you want to know somewhere in between?
I want to know nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, but it's hard if they had a friendship before.
Oh, completely.
And then they're
if you already know.
That's what like, keeps their friendship close.
Right.
Like that
Tony wasn't
of...
digging for info. She just
I was just saying in general where
she
do you
knows
land.
Accidentally, though.
In general,
you don't want to know.
In general, it's a mix, I think. But then when it gets too far, it's like, all right, I'm good. Stop. It's,
yeah.
If there's a problem, it helps to know where it came from.
Right. You
know,
like, and if this is
repetitive
behavior.
You don't trust
behavior.
Me. Why? And then like it comes out that somebody cheated on them. Like that's, you can understand that.
I don't need to know how the a person I'm dating had sex with someone that they previously dated.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to
know
where they went on vacation.
You want to know trust issues, not like how much you played with
your
balls. Yeah,
I think more emotional issues you want to know about more than physical issues.
I had a girlfriend once tell me that like she had her ex-boyfriend liked when she blew him really, really fast. And I'm like, I really wish I didn't know that. And now I
you can't unhear it now.
It was 15 years ago. I haven't forgotten.
Oh,
who's the girl again?
Oh yeah, sure. I was gonna say her name and the ex because I know that guy too.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hear them all.
First and last names.
I promise I'll bleep them. Maybe.
How did that even come up?
Two truths and a lie,
probably. An icebreaker.
Yeah.
I was born in the valley. What else?
I'm a Libra.
And I get Tasmanian devil blowjobs.
A fucking magic bullet down there.
Yeah,
I get Jesus. Goddamn Christ. Woodpecker.
You're not a Libra, I hope.
Yeah, that's a tough situation. It's, you know, you want to say like put the past behind you, but that's like easier said than done.
I guess if you know everything about their sexual past, then like, did he leave anything that they have? Is there something he hasn't done?
Yeah, even if he was friends with her. It seems weird that he told all this information to a friend, a female friend of his, even if they were just friends. It seems like a lot of information.
Unless Tony Pebbles already liked him and was being the like cool girl who can totally talk about that kind of stuff. Right. And now it's like, fuck, I wish I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, it backfired.
Okay, here's my question. Do you think she should have a conversation with this guy or it up forever?
I was going to ask, like, has she said this, everything that she's emailed to two strangers that she doesn't know?
For now. Nice.
To her actual current boyfriend. Like, have they had this conversation where she goes, I'm insecure because
I'll guess too many things.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
That's a first step in this situation.
Also, does she think she's sexually inadequate?
Yeah.
Or did...
I don't know.
I think she thinks that because she's been with one person for 5 years, the guy that she lost her virginity to.
She said she's getting better, so her confidence is on the up and up.
Has she tried super fast blowjobs?
Sorry. I didn't read the PS.
Postscript.
Wow. She's good.
Super fast.
This is...
Man. What a specifically weird thing to talk about.
This is a real...
Like faster than you think. Okay?
Like, imagine what you are thinking times two.
Right.
It's like hummingbird wings.
Yeah. We're talking about, like, break your brain fast. Not, like, faster than a blowjob. I'm talking about faster than you can, like, theoretically imagine somebody moves their
head. It's going to look like my head is standing still.
My head is suspended in time.
It's just
the
blurry.
Only way you know how fast it's happening is that you see the look on the guy's face.
Yeah.
I'm moving slowly. It just ends fast is what she meant.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think also, like, they should have a conversation. And then she should, I think, you know, at some point you have to, like, kind of, like, commit to being vulnerable in front of this person. If they've been dating for, like, eight years, and then she's got to be like, I'm insecure, but I want to try stuff with you and, like, figure out what our rhythm is together.
Right. Yeah, lean in on the friendship side that you built so much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true. That's something you guys have that he does not have with his ex, an eight-year friendship. Mm-hmm. Such a solid base.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I also think that what this lady is, like, what she's looking for is, like, because she can't forget the past.
Right.
That would be ideal. Well, but you can't do that.
Yeah.
But what you can get is, like, validation from your boyfriend to be like, the past doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
And that's not going to happen unless you tell him that why you're upset.
Also, it seems like she just wants to feel desired by this person. Mm-hmm. And if that's, like, a love language, like, for her, you know, like, maybe that's worth talking about with him. Just
totally.
Be like, I appreciate when you make me feel sexy more than, like, anything else.
Right, because he does not necessarily know that you need, like, a little extra.
Yeah. And at this point, if you guys are dating, you don't have to be extra cool about that. You know, you can be like, this is what I need.
That's the best part of having a girlfriend or boyfriend.
It's not the super fast.
That's the second best part.
So the first best part is being able to share how openly vulnerable you are about certain issues and discuss your insecurities and hopefully work past it and ultimately end up together.
And then become the Sonic the Hedgehog of blowjobs.
Right.
And then number two is Sonic blowjobs.
Is getting...
Just a flip book.
A dreidel down there. It is blurry and fast.
Jesus Christ.
What?
No, that's good.
It's almost Hanukkah.
Seasonal. Yeah.
All right, next question.
Yeah.
This one is about, oh, a best man issue. Grace, do you have a fake man's name or a real man's fake name or a fake person's fake name or a real person
Jesus
of a
Christ.
Real person?
That was really, that was or, inundation.
yeah, any name.
Anthony Pebbles.
That's good.
Oh, no.
Any
oh,
relation?
My God.
I've been
the twin
dating
detective.
This girl. We were friends for 7 years.
Anthony
she
Pebbles.
Sucks.
They're both in witness protection. They just unfortunately got the same name.
Let me cut to the chase. My best man and best friend and his wife didn't get us anything for me and my wife's wedding. To give you some perspective, I was one of his groomsmen, and then my fiance gave them $300 as a wedding gift. I've known this dude for 20 years. I'm the one who introduced him to his wife. Am I blowing this out of proportion? Should I talk to him? I mean, it's an awkward thing to bring up. Help. Love, Anthony.
Wait, say that. What was the beginning?
My best man uh-huh. and best friend and his wife didn't get me
gotcha.
And my wife
okay.
anything for my wedding.
I would let it go, bro.
Let it go.
I would let it go completely. I feel like...
Best man, best friend,
but
no
also,
gift.
Like, weddings are so insane, and you're asked to do so much mm-hmm. as a, like, as a groomsman, best man or maid of honor. The amount that person has probably spent just, like, figuring out your bachelor party, like, doing things that you're
renting
not taking
a tux,
into account
a suit.
Is
if
way more...
If you had
more...
a destination wedding, game over.
Exactly.
They bought plane tickets.
For sure. And also, he might have just forgotten, which is awkward, but is it worth, like, making him feel bad? You know what I mean? Being
yeah.
like, I'm taking score?
Yeah.
All right, so here's...
I don't know. I feel like I would just be,
also,
like, letting it slide.
I know adults that don't know that you should bring a gift to a wedding.
Yeah.
Bring a gift. Not just get something off the registry.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Or
I mean, no, like just get somebody a gift.
I've known, I literally last mm-hmm. year explained to someone that you have to give a gift at a wedding and they had absolutely zero idea.
And what about birthdays?
I found out late.
Also thought nothing.
No,
I found out late in life about like you have to get the person a gift. I didn't realize mm-hmm. how expensive weddings were. And I just yeah. got, I got married a month ago. Or
so
three months ago.
Do you keep track?
Oh, congratulations.
Congrats. Yeah. How many people didn't give you gifts that are on your burn list?
This is the crazy thing. You do keep track.
Really?
Because you need to write thank you notes. So
oh,
like.
You do?
And well, fuck you notes
I mean,
for
like,
the people
I guess,
that
like,
mm-hmm.
I don't, you don't really, you don't need to do anything, but we are writing thank you notes.
Okay.
So you like make a list of what everybody got you, like the thing they got you
oh,
or
so
the amount of money that they give.
The notes?
Yeah. And there are people on there that like didn't give gifts, which is totally fine. Like I'll never say anything. But then,
well, you're saying
somebody,
it now.
Yeah.
But somebody told us this is. Well, this is why.
Do all those
pissed.
People listen to this podcast?
So the guy that likes list fast blowjobs is the same guy that didn't get me anything. So wait. Oh yeah. Here's what I was going to say. I was going to ignore it forever, but I was told that some people probably did get a gift and it might have gotten lost, and those people are expecting a thank you note.
So what is this courteous world I don't know of?
Yeah, I don't know. So
when does a gift get lost? What does that entail? They bought it off the registry and sent it somewhere else and not to you?
Or no, you have like a big basket of stuff at your wedding where people like write you cards and some of them get left in the hotel room. It's a whole, I was so hungover the day after my wedding. We were like shoving stuff into the back of my family's car. Trying
maybe
to go on our honeymoon.
Fell.
I have no idea if like a card fell on the ground. You know?
Or you have a real trickster who switches cards so that they're giving a more expensive
my
gift.
My little cousin, mm-hmm. that little fucker.
Really? Oh. You got us a Frigidaire?
But
really?
Then, so
Tyrone, you're 14.
This is like vaguely true. I am not writing a thank you note to my uncle who didn't get us anything. But my mom is like, no, your uncle got you something. Well, like, now, you know, what do you do?
How do you prove that?
Yeah.
So you have to ask your uncle and be like, hey, not that I'm expecting anything, but if you did get me something, it got lost and my mom thinks you did.
I have a perfect idea and a resolution that I had no idea.
Do it.
You write everybody a thank you
the
card.
The same one.
And if they didn't give you a gift, they're like, oh shit, I didn't give them a gift.
So it's just like, thanks for coming.
A passive aggressive card.
Oh no, you say thanks for the gift.
Yeah. You say thanks for the gift?
That's right.
Wow.
And then they're like, oh shit. So you either gave him a gift and you lost it, which you're saying is a possibility, or he didn't get you a gift. He's like, oh shit, I have to get him a gift. I forgot to get him a gift. The thank you card serves as the reminder.
Yeah. I think that's like a little bit too passive aggressive, but I do think there's something to it. You don't say thank you for the gift. You just write a thank you note to your best man and thank him for everything else. And you don't mention the gift. And that might remind him to get you a gift.
Unless you do it like an overarching thank you of like, it's not specifically to him. It's more just like, thanks to everyone for attending our wedding and for the generous gifts. But so like, it's not pointed?
Well, if you didn't get him a gift, how good of a best man? Like, we don't know if he actually did throw a good, you know, all of that nonsense that they have to do. But...
so you write a letter that
But it's
says,
also, it's not just him. It's also his wife didn't, like, chime in on it either.
Yeah, those are two people.
That's a duo. So and he's owed two, like, basically, yeah, double duty on that. So
$300, according to him. That's what he gave to his
wedding. But, like,
wedding.
The wedding, I mean, it costs money to
So that guy had a wedding, so he knows that you give gifts.
Yeah. So that's I think that's the more egregious thing. That this guy got $300 from the dude who wrote the letter.
Yeah, at his wedding. So.
Ask him to Venmo you.
That's good. Venmo request.
Yeah.
Emoji, new emoji of a husband and a bride or whatever.
I'll say nothing. And I like the idea of writing. Well, you write a card that says thank you for like your speech or planning my bachelor party or being there for me on the day. All that big stuff.
Your presence was such a present.
Yeah. That's good.
Really? An underlined present three times.
Yeah. Thank yous in quotes or something sarcastic sounding like that.
I think do nothing. Aside from the thank you card.
That's a pretty big thing.
I say do nothing, and then the next time the four of you as couples are hanging out, get your wife to say something to the other wife.
Yeah, I say just be like, very deep, deep down.
It's not a big deal, but like,
or,
just
you know,
push it down until you get too drunk, and then it explodes out of your
mouth.
You could slowly, if this is your best friend, over the next like 10 years, just start stealing money from him.
Yeah. Just get him to buy beers.
Yeah.
All the time.
Like,
we'll call it part of your gift to me, you'll say 11 years later.
Yeah, exactly. Just keep a little, like a running ledger of like who's in the red, who's in the black.
You can even call it a Heath Ledger. So like this ledger
You don't have
sorts.
To call it that.
Yeah, I know, I'm saying in a perfect world.
Disrespectful to Heath Ledger.
I guess, or it's an homage to him because he probably reneged
on said it for it for a laugh, so I think it's disrespectful.
I didn't say it for a laugh. It just happened to have gotten a laugh. So this Heath Ledger that you're
Grace
keeping.
Is disrespecting Ledger.
No, we just talked about Heath Ledger a lot.
We just saw 10 Things I Hate About You 2 weeks ago, and I'm a big fan.
Holds up.
So here's a question about 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yes.
Go on.
It's based on...
Taming of the Shrew.
Right. Mm-hmm. So do you think the title of it is an homage to Taming of the Shrew because it kind of sounds like it?
It sounds like a drunk person trying to say Taming of the Shrew. 10 Things I Hate About Shrew.
Yeah. Do you think that's just a coincidence?
Oh, shit.
I do.
You think Taming of the Shrew and 10 Things I Hate About You just happen to sound like the same title, even though the one is based on
Happy
the other?
Happy accident. I bet Conspiracy. The producers noticed it after the fact.
Right.
Oh, but you think someone brought it up.
I think
That's
someone brought
Google
it up.
Google search away.
I'm too far from my Google at this point. You know, there's a lot of wedding rules, and I
like
sometimes
what?
Get confused about the gift rules and whether they're ubiquitous, whether they're written, unwritten,
you
some people say. You have a year, which seems like a huge out for people.
You have a year after the actual wedding to get someone a gift?
Yeah.
A lot of people just put it away and they're like, I'll get it within
That's
a
like
year.
An archaic Amazing. One because now people have like digital registries where you should definitely.
But I do kind of like that if I was ever to get married, which like, no.
Awesome. What if all three of us said no with you?
Please don't, woman. I would actually kind of like it if I did have surprise pop-up ones. Like, I know I've done his wedding gifts before, figured out where they're going on their honeymoon and done, like, champagne to their room. Things like that where, you know, if you come home and you're back in normal life 3 months into it, someone's like, oh, by the way, here's a gift certificate for a really nice dinner. Like,
great.
You know, you're settled in. We didn't want to bombard you with more gifts. So I do like this one-year rule.
I didn't know
should apply to more things.
That's a dangerous rule. Like birthdays. I can
you
get you a gift anytime.
Birthday.
Yeah, here's two gifts. I guess three for next year, too. I'll probably forget. And then you don't necessarily have to get a gift if it's a destination wedding. True or false?
Oh.
Because it's like you're paying
you're
for the ticket.
So much money.
Interesting.
Oh. Is that a rule or that's just a
That's one of the things
be.
That I found that I don't know
heard,
if these
I
are.
I had not heard that one, but I like it.
It just makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think like a wedding gift is usually to help the bride and groom recoup their cost and start their life anew.
What if, what if they're clearly better off than you?
Yeah. What if they don't?
What
really
if you're like, I'm
anything?
The broke bridesmaid, and right. I just flew to this state.
If they're having
I'd
like
never
a destination wedding in Italy at like this crazy villa, and you had to like fly southwest there somehow,
right?
Even though they don't do that,
Or like even less extreme.
Or no, I like to paint the picture for everybody listening.
You really had to fly from Buffalo to Italy on Southwest.
They go to Newfoundland, then you take a shipping container
on Maersk.
If the husband is and wife both have really good jobs and you're like, I just spent like $3,000 coming to this wedding. Mm-hmm. I can't shell out another $300 for you. I think that's totally – I don't think that's a conversation that needs to be had. I think that's probably what depends on the actual friendship dynamic.
Yeah. Because you could also, in theory, not go to their wedding and still send them a gift. People did that for us.
Whoa, gift, no appearance.
No appearance, sent a gift.
That's the ideal because you don't spend any cash on them.
Oh, it's
but you're still getting the gift.
What
in a
treat.
Perfect world,
that's my favorite.
In a perfect world, the wedding doesn't even happen. It's just some sort of Kickstarter for your life. So you don't do the whole ceremony party situation.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
You save the
cash. You do a GoFundMe.
Yeah, and then you get money to be in love for them.
That was a great Sex in the City episode.
What
I will
was it?
Say is that there was an episode where Carrie Bradshaw, the
Heard
protagonist,
our hero,
she was like going to, she'd done like the engagement party gift and the wedding gift and now baby shower gifts and all this. And then she was just like, I'm just going to register myself as like, I'm owed.
That's
like,
good.
I'm not getting married, but like, I've bought you 20 gifts
That's
along the way for your life events. How about just for my life?
Celebrate me.
Exactly.
That's cool.
It was very Carrie selfish, which I liked.
That's character.
You are such Carrie. A Samantha. Samantha loves Carrie, and so do you.
No, I don't. I'm a Miranda through and through.
Got it. Is that the redheaded one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Anyway, sorry, this got really off topic. How's Mr. Pebbles doing?
Oh, yeah. So my advice is to write the thank you card. Do you agree or disagree on that?
I think still write a thank you card.
Yeah, a passive-aggressive thank you card is always a fun time.
Yeah.
It's whether fun you to write,
dial it,
it's
I think you dial it back. You can genuinely thank him for stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be passive. Mm-hmm. Just tell him to listen to this goddamn podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
And then get
time
the
code.
Wives drunk. I say get the wives drunk. I say that's...
And steal.
If it's still bothering you 3 months later or however,
well,
you like...
Well, still got like... Yeah, how far... Does he know about the year rule?
Maybe he doesn't know about the year rule.
Maybe it's in the mail.
You know what you do is you go to dinner. And you're having casual conversations because now you're both married. And you'd be like, let me ask you, did people give you guys gifts like a long time after the wedding? Did you
guys pressing down on
like,
his foot?
Just like, did people like forget? Because I heard this rule where like people have a year. But like genuinely saying like you're asking about your wedding and not specifically
you
them.
You could also go to a really expensive dinner as the scene that you're setting. When the bill comes over, you
jump
say to the waiter
your
and you're
card.
Like, hey, why don't you get it, bud, as a late wedding gift?
Yeah.
And then you sort of put on the spot.
Yeah. Cause a scene.
But at that point, you've already had a few drinks, and you're like, cool.
Everybody is
Make
chill.
Make it so they can never come back to that restaurant ever again.
Or go out to dinner with you ever again.
You basically want to shame him or ridicule him
ruin
for not.
Your friendship.
Ruin your friendship. All right. Mm-hmm.
Rename the podcast.
Settled it.
Let's take a break. We'll thank some sponsors, and we'll be back with more questions and answers after the ease
comes back and ruins some more friendships and relationships.
I can't wait.
That's the purpose, right?
And we're back. Grace and or Mamrie, do you guys have any?
Oh, it's a little bit of fire. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross.
Wow, we're here with Bubba and Biscuits in the morning for their traffic down to the Charlotte Raceway. What's funny is since we edit videos so much, I have a lot of...
I'm like, that's royalty-free music right
I have a lot of royalty-free music downloaded, and when I connect my phone to my car, it just randomly plays something from my phone, and right now it's stuck on just DJ Airhorn. So I plug in my phone and just
that's
like...
the worst.
Just that. And then goes right into Wilco.
That's good.
Anyway.
Wilco's nice. Those two things are never heard back to back.
But maybe we'll
You'd be
you
surprised.
Consider.
Mm-hmm.
Unsolicited advice in any field, any capacity. Let's hear what you got.
Here's my unsolicited advice. I have learned my lesson about when I travel, I should put all of my things in the safe that is offered to you in your hotel room. What were you going to say?
Whoa, the safe.
I was going to say, put your clothes away. It makes you feel better.
Oh, yeah,
I
that
love
too.
Unpacking when I travel.
It's recent for me. It's new for me.
The safe?
You know from experience? Did you get robbed?
This weekend, yeah. All my stuff taken out of my room.
Where?
In Chicago. We talk about it on our podcast called This Might Get Weird. And I think it was taken while I was sleeping.
No.
Which is the creepy part.
Wait, what?
They yeah. broke How can they into do the that? Room in the middle of the night while you were asleep?
I don't know. It's an open investigation right now. At
it might
Drake
have been
hotel.
An open door.
What hotel?
Drake Hotel in Chicago.
Drake has a hotel?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, amazing.
It's very, the wheelchairs they offer are great.
Is there, like, security footage?
I don't know. I talked to security. I talked to them on the phone yesterday. I have an ongoing email conversation with like the head of their security.
Oh my God.
Like my phone, my whole wallet with my passport and credit cards.
It would be so fucking creepy to like see on the security footage that it happened in the middle of the night, like somebody breaking into your room from the hallway.
That's what I don't know what happened.
Wait, was your phone plugged in?
It was on my nightstand next to the front door. And everything that was taken, it was all on the same desk. And the only things that weren't taken was like a singular credit card that I had on a table further in the room and some Dave and Buster's cards and my room.
And that laptop didn't go in far enough.
And my laptop that I was sleeping with in bed because that's my codependency issue. So that too. So use that safe because I also had to fill out, and this is like a passive aggressive email this morning from the like the head of security. I had to answer all these questions about like, what time did this happen? When did you last see your things? And then it said, did you utilize the safe in the room? And I had to say no. And then the follow-up question was like, if no, why not? And I was like, oh God.
Whoa.
Because you were in the room. You don't have to use the safe.
Do you give wedding gifts?
The safe is for when you leave.
Right. No, I don't know. But the safe, you know, put all your belongings, whether you're in your room or not in your room, anything that matters to you.
Sleep in the safe. If you just sleep in the safe, make yourself a little safe bed.
One time at JFL, I put my passport in the safe. And then I left and went to the airport, and my passport was still at the hotel.
That's why I don't use the safe, is because I'm an idiot, so I know I will forget that I put everything in the safe.
Out of sight, out of
mind. My advice would be don't travel with your passport unless you're leaving the country.
I know. I go high risk, high reward.
Wait,
you
what's
travel
the reward?
With your passport even?
Just to Chicago.
And this is the second time this is the reward is that when it doesn't happen. Every time it doesn't happen, total reward.
When what does it? Oh, when you don't get
when
it stolen.
When I don't get it stolen.
That's the joy.
You brought your passport
joy.
To Chicago?
I travel with my passport constantly. Why? And this is the second time this has happened that my wallet's gotten stolen with my passport
in it. Because I think you think you're going to lose your wallet, but then you'll at least have your passport to still get into bars.
I think that I'm going to have to travel internationally, and I will be at the airport, and I will have forgotten my passport, so I keep it with me all the time.
If you get a last minute espionage mission, got it.
Yeah, me and Tony. So it's full on gone, which is super fun.
Full on gone.
Mm-hmm. So use that safe, guys.
Okay, that's a good one. And then
I'll go. Don't travel with your passport domestically. That's my unsolicited advice.
That's just my friendship advice.
But other stuff was stolen too, not just the passport.
Yeah. But there's no need for the passport to have been stolen because it didn't need to be there. You know. Anyway, memory.
Yeah. What?
Do you have any unsolicited advice?
Not really.
Mom, I'm coming.
YouTube TV.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I'm not getting paid by them. So I'm not going to promote YouTube TV.
Okay, but at the very least, you're considering getting it.
Yes.
And then maybe if you like it, you can come back and praise it.
My advice is look at your options.
Okay.
There's so much happening now that I realize that everything I watch, I stream, besides like maybe 2 hours of TV a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so with doing this, I'm going to have way faster internet, and I'm saving like $80 a month.
That is pretty good. Cutting
so
the
like,
cord.
So don't get too comfy I'm in just your bills.
Do you watch sports, though?
No.
Yeah, so that's sort of the one thing that I like that people are keeping cable for is the fact that you want to watch live sports. But you're saying you can even do that with this.
But
YouTube
I watch,
TV.
Yeah, I watch live news, and that is my sports.
Oh yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's just as exciting and numbers oriented as a basketball game.
Exactly.
Is it's whether or not we're all going to die.
Mm-hmm.
High stakes.
The graphics totally. Are pretty much the same.
Yeah. Actually, at gyms now they show news instead of sports highlights. I've noticed.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like usurped the need from like watching old highlights from like football and basketball. It's just like
it's
Wolf
like we've
Blitzer.
Seen them.
Yeah. Now let's talk about what the fuck is
Isn't
going on.
Isn't Wolf Blitzer a great name?
It really is.
How'd that happen?
Oh my gosh. He sounds like he was an athlete. Wolf Blitzer for the TD.
Here's a question. You touched upon this. Your podcast, This Might Get Weird.
Yeah.
What is that?
It is a podcast that Grace and I just started a month ago.
Yeah.
And essentially, it doesn't have any real form. It's just us shooting the shit for half an hour or so. Mm-hmm. And essentially, how we normally catch up before we shoot a video together, we just decided to record it.
Yeah, we started this like live touring show called This Might Get Weird, Y'all, a couple years ago, and then we turned it into like a YouTube show for a while, and then we got to talk about cutting cords, our financial cords cut on the show via a studio that was supporting us, and so we turned it into an independent podcast.
Well, that's the best way to go. And then it's also a Patreon now, too.
It is.
Yeah. All kinds of fun stuff.
Lots that's
stuff
exciting.
Yeah, we're still figuring it out, but so far, so good.
Mm-hmm.
There is a tier on your Patreon that's perverts that you
just
pay.
Pervs,
sorry.
Keep it cute. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so, so those people
weirdos,
are paying.
You're creeps, a pervert.
Pervs.
Pervs.
Do fools.
And the pervs are paying $69 a month.
All 69.
That tier is sold out. So anyone listening that wants to be a perv,
yeah,
sorry.
You have to remain a pervert.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. We should have a pervert tier.
Jesus.
So it's just we send you perverted, weird, sadistic, dark shit from our Patreon.
Well, what do you think we do?
Well. I thought yours is a little more happy and light. Bright.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
It's not replacing the videos you guys make, right?
No, we're still trying to do that. We're both just, you
taking
know,
a break.
getting those creative slumps. And right now the podcast has been really invigorating and a good time, mm-hmm. which will make me want to make more videos.
Yeah, plus we get to talk about stuff that we don't normally talk about in videos, which is fun.
Yeah, because we don't want to get demonetized mm-hmm. on YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah.
We don't know any, like, the politics of, like, YouTube and stuff, but that
well,
seems
it's
like...
Not, a... Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't necessarily get demonetized. It would just be, like,
demonized.
I don't know. There's a... Yeah, basically shunned. Yeah. Fully judged. I think we've just, like, I don't know. It's a freer space for us to, like, have conversations.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it's easier because you can talk for like 45 minutes and then you don't have to edit it down. You just sort of assemble it and upload it.
It's the showering of it all.
The showering.
I don't want to shower. I don't want to be on camera.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's like, you guys got the email from Mamrie that said, is this going to be on camera, this podcast? Because I don't want
to
shower.
Because too many times I've shown up to a podcast and they're
today.
Like, well, God bless. I'm a good looking person. Yeah. But it's still like, you know, HD can be a son of a bee.
Interesting. That's something we never even considered when we were, because we also did the sort of the same switch. We did mm-hmm. Jake and Amir videos for College Humor, and then we're like, we should do a podcast because that'll give us like 45 minutes of content a week, mm-hmm. and it'll take that much effort. Yeah,
but you can watch the Jake and Amir. I look pretty ugly in a lot of them.
My word.
I didn't give a shit.
That's awesome, man.
No, I mean, I wish I did. Looking back on that, it's really sad.
You did email College Humor the other day asking for a few of them to be removed, and they were like, is it off base, off color? Did it not survive certain
I said, or just
norms?
Photoshopped, if you can, like, take away the mustache.
Yeah. Sweet. So you can listen to that podcast anywhere. Anybody listens to any podcast?
All of the things. This mm-hmm. might get weird.
This might get weird. Cool. Do you guys have time to answer a few more questions?
Let's get in there.
Yeah.
All right. This one's from a man. Do you have a guy's name?
The last one was also from a man.
Of course.
Tuck.
Say no more.
Branches.
Tuck Branches.
Tuck Branches.
Sounds like the guy that committed the crime.
Yeah, Tuck Branches.
That Tony's investigating.
Tuck Branches writes, hey guys, hope everything is going well with the Patreon. Oh, there we go. I saw you guys in Vancouver. This part is just nice, friendly compliments.
Get out of here, Tuck.
I've recently fallen.
Shut the fuck up, Tuck.
I've recently fallen head over heels for my dream girl. She's an 11 out of 10 smoke show blonde who watches anime and has the same weird sense of humor as I do. She's compassionate, great in bed.
Just get to the butt.
No, I want her to be built up more. Uh-huh. I want to hear how perfect she is.
No, like you want her to describe her butt, you mean.
Oh, yeah, get to the butt.
She's got a great butt. However, I'm not sure if she'll be so understanding about this. Every second week or so, I get super horny for the D. And not even men in general, just the idea of giving a great bro job. For the record, I'm 90% straight. I have no desire to have a relationship with any dude, and even the thought of kissing a guy weirds me out. I just want to give a blowjob. I think that's super hot. So what do I do? I download Grindr, and since my profile name is Straight Guy, I get all sorts of messages coming in. What really gets me going is sending and receiving dick pics. I don't meet up with anyone. In fact, I've only met guys for BJs a few times before me and my ladies started going out. But usually, I use this app as my version of a gay porn hub until I finish, then delete the app in shame. So my question is this. Is this cheating? I would never think of doing this with any girls because I would much rather do it with my girlfriend, but she doesn't have a penis. Do you think it would be upsetting to find out? I wouldn't mind if she was doing the same thing with girls, but I don't know if it's the same thing the other way around. Also, is there an alternative way to quench my thirst without cheating? Thanks a ton for everything. Come back to Vancouver and I'll totally blow you.
Oh my
God. Oh my God.
And then in parentheses, just kidding.
That is classic Tuff.
Cheers, love Tuff.
That's
wow.
Yes, not kidding. Wow.
Holy smokes.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a bro job waiting for us. Do
is
you have your passport?
Job? Yeah, right.
You didn't bring it to
I left it in Montreal.
Bring is your passport to the bro job.
Nice.
Is the bro job a thing?
That's the first I'd heard of it.
Yeah, I don't know if I've heard of it, but it's like a friendly guy and guy blow job. Bro job.
I mean, I got what it was. I just didn't know if the title was like colloquial.
If he came up with it.
I don't know if it's like ubiquitous enough.
Yeah.
It is now. What thinks you? Would you, well, about
so
if your man
is,
did this, would you consider it cheating?
I would 100% consider it cheating.
I mean, it is cheating.
Yeah.
It's completely cheating. Even if, well,
even though
I know
he doesn't think that if she did it, it wouldn't matter to him.
Well, he's
if
also
it
saying
to her.
They don't meet up in person, but it's the same way
he said
that
he's
if
done
like,
it a few times.
No, before they started going out.
Oh, I see.
Now he just does it for dick pics Got and then it. Deletes the app.
So that's, I don't think that's cheating.
I still do. Because in the same way, like, if my boyfriend looking at porn, whatever, who gives a shit? Like, I watch porn. But if I was specifically sending pictures of myself to someone else,
oh, yeah. I think it's
or like
a, I think
a
it's
girl
a big,
cam?
It's a big no-no. It's a bad move.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's cheating in the standard sense that I usually view cheating as.
It would be cheating in my sense.
But
this
see,
is why
sure.
we're not in a relationship.
Right, exactly. Thank God.
And many other reasons.
Marriage.
Actually, let's I'm taken.
Let's list all the reasons.
Yeah. But I dig the getting drunk at the movies thing.
Thank you. Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. All right. Sweet.
Just not with each other, or that's cheating.
No, I'm not pulling like a Mike Pence, don't touch another guy, but I'm just saying I would be very hurt.
Yeah.
Regardless of if he's receiving dick pics or vagina pics, it's still just a connection with someone else on a sexual level.
Yeah.
I think it's also a big enough secret that if she found out, she would feel like she didn't know who you really were.
Yeah.
So that's like...
Unless she knows. Like, unless, like, she's like, yeah, I figured that you're weird. Like, you like freaky stuff. Cool. Go
I've seen the anime you like.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I kind mean, of anime
true.
Are you watching?
Yeah, I think it's just a conversation because people obviously have different individual levels of what cheating is. So, like, talk to her about this before it goes too far and you can't... You know, take
would you
time.
Definitely talk to her about it? Because then you might not even have to like
she
do the
like,
thing
cool.
where you guiltily delete the app every single time.
You would
might
you
just
say
be able to have guilt-free dick pics?
And then you guys could come to a compromise on like what could be a solution for how it works for you guys that fills whatever void he's having.
Maybe she wants to hop in there.
Oh, would you say that this is less
you
cheating?
Could have threesomes, and that would be really perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you say this is less cheating than sending a dick pic to a girl? The fact that he's sending it to a guy, does that make it less cheating?
No. I actually think you need to talk about it more if you've never discussed, like, an attraction to dudes before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a different like, just being way open. To solve for the problem. If it's like you're sending it to other girls, you're like, what am I doing that's making you not faithful? And then if it's – but if he wants to – blow other guys, you kind of have to discuss his sexuality and what it means in the relationship.
Because he has a timeline on this. He says every two weeks. So he's got like an app on his phone that goes off that like he's
just
got a reminder. So if this is that frequent, like that's going to have to be something that you get worked out.
It's every full or new moon. He gets sort of turned on to send a
his
DP.
His neck starts itching.
Yeah, it's like a gay werewolf of sorts.
Yeah.
Would you say he's 90% straight or would you question that percentage straightness?
I mean, that's for him to decide.
Yeah.
Let's decide for him.
Yeah, that's how that works. That's how sexuality works.
So. You're 50% gay, bub.
Yeah.
Next question.
Also, I don't know why he thinks deleting the app every time is going to change the problem.
Well, he's sort of like keeping it far away. Doesn't it's like when you don't sleep it. Next to your phone so that you don't wake up and check your email.
But yeah. You do wake up and it's gone from your hotel room.
Yes. Yeah.
So you get fucked either way. Put the tennis in the safe. Yeah.
Sleep next to your phone, folks.
Yeah. Sleep next to the safe with your phone in it.
Sleep in the safe.
That's my advice for every single person that wrote in today.
This is a doozy.
Yeah. What would you say? Tell your lady about your
proclivity. You got to come clean.
Because if not, she's just going to find – you're either going to be suppressing it and be unhappy yourself, or she's going to find it and be way more hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There needs to be a resolution, and it's either you – like you – the truth is you like – she might not be cool with this at all, mm-hmm. and you have to break up because it's part of who you are. Mm-hmm. Or she might be totally cool with it or willing to like work for a solution that would be better than keeping it a secret.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never find out unless you talk to her.
Or, okay let's hear
whatever
this.
You're gonna say is...
Yeah.
Okay, right? So what about this? Every 2 weeks, he gives a bro job. That's fine. It's a secret that he keeps from his whatever
so
girlfriend.
Dangerous. No.
But he promises that in between those two-week segments, he has to go down on her. So it's like he's paying.
Who is he making the promise to? He's keeping the secret.
He's making it to me.
So he's basically just transmitting STDs to this girl that doesn't know
well,
why.
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds dirty or perverted or skeezy or immoral. Amoral, really. But what I'm saying is like there's an even trade. So she's getting fulfilled.
She's
by
getting
his...
free STDs.
Is she aware? Or is this just something he has in his head to rationalize and make himself feel less guilty?
It's the second one.
Yeah, the one about the irrationalize.
No. I'd be like, don't be baby birding it onto my vagina.
Baby birding.
What an image.
Put that in Urban Dictionary immediately.
Baby birding. Are you going to Vancouver anytime soon?
I mean, now you guys get to look forward to seeing this. Because
you were
gonna
go skiing
going
at Whistler.
Going to Vancouver.
Yeah. Man, Vancouver. Is there city. The last question he has? Is there an alternative way to quench my thirst without cheating?
I mean, he wants to give a
have her get a strap on.
Yeah, but I think like the he's attracted to doing it to a dude, not just like the act of.
But that's what I don't know.
A strap on
that?
Could work, but that is you. That has to have a discussion, you know.
Yeah, that has to be obviously. Right. You can't just sneak it on.
I got you a surprise.
These panties are pointy.
Watch how fast I can do it.
Yeah, if you're gonna keep it a secret, you better get in there and get out. Have a bird.
What, I mean, but here's the thing. You could theoretically just watch gay porn. I think.
But
the soliciting of dick pics
yes.
is you got to tell her.
But
if you're just watching gay porn, I don't think you do.
Ooh, Dad's calling. He's calling me.
But also, I feel like if he's soliciting dick pics, like if he just likes looking at dicks, he can Google image search that all day and it not be an interpersonal thing. I think the thing he's attracted to is like the interpersonal, like scandal-ish psychology side
Possibly
of it.
Possibly the shame is part of the
exactly. Oh, and so I
attraction.
Feel like that's a deeper thing for him to look into for himself rather than like, I just like D. It's like, then Google image search it.
Totally.
You really don't come up with that great results when you do. I've done it before.
Oh, okay.
Just the letter D.
Even the D doesn't work.
Oh, really?
You got to turn the safe search off.
That's it.
Yeah.
There you go. See, this is great advice.
All right. So he can quench some of his thirst, but maybe not
you.
The whole thirst.
Just not to get too far off topic, but have you ever sent a dick pic?
No.
That was the reason that I Google searched penises before.
Because?
So I could
you
send a dick
inspiration.
Pic. No, I wanted to send a dick pic, but I didn't want it to be my dick.
Oh, my gosh. So just sent a black man's lower half.
I
ended up not having the courage to do it.
I just sent Dick Cheney.
Oh, that's good.
It's a
great one.
It's a cute dick pic.
That is
really
cute.
His dick, though?
Yeah.
Exactly. Dick Cheney's dick. He's
wait, you guys have never sent a dick pic?
No.
I have sent one.
Even in a relationship?
Yeah.
I sent one in that relationship.
It seems too illegal, or not illegal,
permanent.
Easy, hackable.
You don't put it on the cloud.
Well, it's hackable. I don't know what's going on the other end of that.
I know that there's an FBI agent just on the other end all the time.
Well, he's saying
jerking
some
off.
Stuff.
You getting DPs in relationships?
Yeah, for sure.
Mostly all of the relationships you've ever been in?
No.
The D?
No. Just the recent one.
Just the special one.
But he travels a lot.
I got
so you. So you got to keep it spiced up.
Yeah. Maybe like a live stream is more doable, like a FaceTime D.
I've had plenty of Skype sex.
Yeah. There that we seems go. More
that's,
safe.
Yeah, okay. That's normal.
So, until yeah, you hear there's that, definitely not FBI watching that.
Until you hear that screen
no
grab.
No way to hack into that.
Oh, every Skype sex you ever have is a three-way. You better believe that.
That's awesome.
Because there's an FBI agent, J&O, oh, on the yeah. other side.
Or worse yet, the president.
Oh, wow.
Because you know he's probably in there.
I don't think he's smart enough.
Really?
No.
All right. Because I've been saying some pretty pro-Trump things during FaceTime sex,
just
assuming he's watching.
That really dries up your mate.
Sweet. That's it. That's our time. We answered some questions. Oh, we got awesome. To the bottom of things. Thank you so much for coming by. What's your podcast name again or anything else you wanted to promote?
Again, it is This Might Get Weird, mm-hmm. and you can find it anywhere you find your podcast.
Yes, yes.
Sweet. Jake, do you have any parting words for us? Yeah, I didn't think so. Jesus Christ.
Really put me on the spot.
You're absolutely like on fucking useless. It's fine.
Hold on. I'll come up with parting words.
Really?
Yeah, just give me a fucking second.
All right. Take your time. I'll edit this part out.
All right. Good, thank you. Yeah. Okay, if we're gonna, can I workshop it if we're going to edit it out?
All right, unless the workshop.
It'll be like, thanks for listening or something.
That's fine.
Okay.
Stay safe out there, kids, or something like
stay
that.
Stay safe.
I don't know. I'll do... follow your dreams.
Okay. So, Jake, any final words? You know, no, or not if you don't have any.
Oh, fuck. Hold on.
Really?
Yeah.
You're second guessing it.
Follow your dreams.
What's that? Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
End the fucking show, man.
The opening intro was an Eminem parody. Would you believe that the closing one is as well? It's a Stan parody. Let me look up who wrote it. Alex Moses.
Different
from
guy.
Australia.
Rap battle. Australian Eminem?
That's right.
Play it.
And if you have your own questions or theme songs, send them all to ifireyoushow@gmail.com or just tweet them at Grace or Mamrie. They'll forward it on to us. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye.
My girlfriend left and I don't know why. I got no clue at all. I email a podcast for advice to pick me off the floor. And I know Jake and Amir will help me out, cause they're helping out the world. They might remind me that it's not so bad. It's not so bad. Jake and Amir, I wrote you, but you still ain't replying. I left myself an email and my issue to which I'm inquiring. I asked advice from you back in January, but you never got back to me. There probably was a problem with my typing or something. Sometimes my keyboard gets stuff caught in the buttons. Anyways, what's been up, guys? How's the show? I watch your web series and college humor all the time. If you ever come out to Australia, I'm definitely buying tickets. I would have bought two if it weren't for my leaving missus. But it's been 2 months and still no word. I don't deserve it. I know you got my last two emails. I bought a new keyboard at Target, so this is my intro song I'm sending you. Hope you hear it. I'm in the car right now. I'm doing 90 on the freeway. Hey Jake, I'm shwasted on my low. Deadly to drive. You know that song by Eminem, Feet Dido, but Stan, when that one guy could have saved that other guy from drowning but didn't, and he figured it out at the end. This is kind of how this is. You could have saved me from drowning, but now it's too late. I'm on 1,000 downers now. I'm drowsy, and all I wanted was some podcast advice. Hope you know I'll delete both your Instagrams twice. Anyway, gotta go. Almost up the bridge now. Oh shit, I forgot. How do I upload this to SoundCloud?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.